Hey guys, Goliath here. I just wanted to welcome you guys to episode 71. This is not a traditional funny episode. This is an episode where, right, this one gets real. Not every episode is going to be like this from now on, but this is something that we needed. This was, and I hope you guys enjoy, and everyone know you are amazing. If you need anything, give us a call, 26-RIDE-THIS, 267-433-8447. And here we go.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we proudly present episode 71 of Ride This One. Oh, let's get ready to molest! Molest, everyone! Molest!
Yeah, all right. Queen, yes. Everybody, welcome to episode 71. Yes. Jeez Louise.
You made it.
Yeah. Shit has changed.
Just a bit.
Well, okay, to be honest, we had recorded an episode.
Yes, we had.
There is now another lost episode of Ride
70.5.
Well, the good thing is we still have the audio. If we ever did want to record or send it to, like, the Patreon people, you know, we can give you guys a Patreon episode.
It's kind of like
when Trump still said this was a hoax. Oh, the good old days.
That episode's kind of like The Lion King 1.5. It's out there, but no one really cares.
Yeah.
We were much too calm.
We were definitely too calm. Well,
you were.
That's true. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Oh, Lord. How long? Okay, boys, let's be honest. How long have I been screaming about this?
Forever.
You've been screaming about it for a while.
For a while, and no one would listen to me.
Well, it's not that we wouldn't listen. We just live in the South, yeah. and the South is fine.
Slater, President Trump said everything was just fine. It's a lie from the Democrats.
So, anyways, we have a lot we're going to cover today. So, I want to do the news real quick, guys. So,
news? There's news?
Yeah, there is news. Everything's closed.
Okay, and that's our episode.
Everything is fucking closed.
I was thinking that Owa was wanting to keep everything open to, you know, get us back for the smallpox blankets.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, Owa kind of could stay open because they usually do have less than 10 people there.
That's true.
So,
I mean, it might be the safest place to be right now.
They're in Michigan's Adventure.
Well, do they even know?
They're like, what?
They're like, holy crap, we're posting better numbers in Cedar Point this year.
And I just want to say that, you know, Kings Island is not going to have a coaster open before Memorial Day. So it's not just Six Flags.
That's a valid point. Yeah. But the thing is, Goliath, the track is already done.
Okay.
You see, Jersey Devil, does it have any track done before this?
I don't know. Nobody's been to the park.
I don't even know if there's a support up. Do they even get vertical on it?
I think they started. I know there's. I don't know.
Now, here's my question. Does Six Flags have another year where something is not open until the following year because of this? Because construction stopped right now.
Oh, yeah.
Construction stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Guys, the 2020 season is done. We might see some fall stuff and Holiday in the Park. Depending what happens, we might see some August openings in some parts of the country, not all of them. Look, it's time for people to kind of accept what's going on here. The whole process of this will be 2 years. Doesn't mean we're going to be, like, highly quarantined for 2 years, but that's what's going on. Accept it
and
take proper actions.
Stay home so we can get back to the coaster season.
Stop getting in long lines at the grocery store. There's delivery apps. It's much safer for the delivery people to just be the delivery people of the stores, guys. Just do that. If you need help, there are services. Call them, for goodness sake.
Guys, do the opposite of what I did going to 3 different states this week.
Yeah, but you're mainly just sitting in a truck.
I am, although I had to get out at truck stops a couple times because everybody's gotten real strict about trucks parking on off-ramps. So my plan to just pee on the off-ramps kind of went out the window because people are getting tickets for doing that. So now all the truck stops are jam-packed with people who are then spreading out completely. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, what you do is you get yourself a bottle, you pee in that, then you just stop on an off-ramp for just a second to dump it out, and then move
on. No, I'm just going to chuck that thing out the window at high speed. If it hits somebody, it hits somebody.
Well, no. I mean, conserve your bottles, yeah. Man. Conserve your bottles.
Conserve your bottles.
And hey, your bottles. Never know when you're going to have to drink it. I mean, I was watching Dodgeball today because ESPN2 is now ESPN8, the Ocho. And they've got Dodgeball.
Goliath, Game Pass is available free from the NFL. Just go watch Raiders games.
I understand, but what am I going to watch?
You had
a game that I've already watched in the past.
You had a decent season. Just go back to when Josh Jacobs was healthy and you all looked like you were going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Now we've got Nelson Aguilar, who cannot... I think he dropped the pen when he was trying to sign for the Raiders.
I'm like, you know, Emmanuel Sanders is out there, but I'm not going to talk sports because poor Slater's going to have a breakdown. Let's get to that.
Honestly, I don't even care. That's where I'm at right now.
I'll end it with this. Me and you might be rivals soon, Goliath, because there's a lot of rumors about the Chargers trading up for Tua. So
wow,
that would be my team.
I'm sorry. Hey, but at least, you know, they'll actually have a fan base.
Yes, they will.
They'll actually have one fan.
They'll have me. It will be,
you're not going to go to the game, yeah. So it's still going to be silver and black for the entire game, yeah. But, you know.
It'll be fine. But,
So, guys, what's the plan, though, for this? What are we going to talk about today? How are we going to help the fears of all
chaos.
Of our listeners?
This is organized chaos.
Yeah,
We don't have a plan.
I assume what we need to do right now, since we don't have a plan, let's go play with dolphins.
Yeah. It actually was confirmed the other day in the news stories that dolphins cannot contract corona, so it's safe.
Nice.
Let's fly to Texas and play with dolphins.
Let's talk about Corona beer for a second. So, for Corona beer, do they rebrand or go out of business? Which is it? Because it's one or the other.
It's a decent beer.
I think they're gonna rebrand.
It's a decent beer. Why are people so mad? You're not going to get Corona virus from the fucking beer.
It doesn't matter because here's the thing. This is the word Corona 2 or 3 years from now will be a trigger for people, okay? People don't want to see that word. They don't want to know about it. They don't want nothing to do with it. So it's either go out of business or rebrand. I'm a believing that they're going to rebrand.
Oh, yeah, they're rebranding this thing.
So if you were going to I'm going to ask our listeners. It's your job to rebrand Corona beer. Are you going to call it that Chinese beer?
So I have a question for you guys. Are we going to see... Tangled leave and go to the Disney vault and never come back? She is sequestered in a tower in Corona.
God damn it, Goliath.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just questioning. Okay. She is in the kingdom of Corona. So are we gonna see Tangled leave the Disney vault never again?
I don't think anything's leaving the
Disney
vault
anymore.
As long as it's going on, I think they'll be like, get your blonde ass back out there and show the people. They're putting Onward onto Disney Plus, you know, while it's still basically in theaters
in a couple
on
of
April
days,
3rd.
A few days.
I'm like, they are throwing everything they can at right now.
We bought it last night. You can already buy it for $20 through the PlayStation Store. We got it last night. We started we didn't finish it. We started watching. It was pretty late. So far, I've really enjoyed it. It was one of the Pixar films I was really looking forward to. It just looked really fun and clever. And so far, it's met my expectations.
It's going to be hard for me to watch it because I have a lot of issues with the movie, as my father was also cut in half. Don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, but the difference is they didn't cut their dad in half, whereas you did. So, He did.
That he did.
This has been funny, though, because my dad's a basketball coach, and they made the state tournament for the first time ever that he's coached. And all this happened, and they've canceled the tournament.
So here's the question. I think we can pretty safely say that Hollywood Nights is unlikely.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep you updated, but
there's about a 30% chance I'm just going to go to the parking lot. So if you all want to just come hang out with me in Indiana.
Yeah. Have any of y'all been just going on drives?
That's my job.
Not really?
Well, yeah. No, me and my boyfriend have, because, you know, we don't have to drive very far to get into farm country, into the country where it's really pretty. So we've been doing that a lot in the evenings to watch the sunset, just to get out. We've been, and, you know, we have a pretty, you know, secluded neighborhood where we live. So we've been going around walks in the neighborhood just to get a house. Let me tell you, our house is sure getting real clean. It was already clean, but goodness gracious.
If there's anybody out there who wants a bunch of my t-shirts, I was cleaning out my closet, and I've got like 200 t-shirts I never wear. So, yeah, let me know.
Wow.
It's what either XLs or 2XLs.
Well, you'll probably get more of a response than M Square did when he was giving his away.
Dude, I have so many t-shirts that I've just never thrown away. And I was looking through there. I'm like, oh, these are all colors other than black. This is why I don't wear these.
Well, hey, you know what? If everything goes as, you know, our president's saying, you can just give them to a nurse and they can use those for protective stuff.
You're right. I need to hang on to those.
I was going through stuff the other day, and I found an N95 mask from we had in our house because we're painting several months ago. Our neighbor, she is an ICU nurse. So I took that to her the other night. I'm like, don't open your door!
thank you for doing that because, unless you know how to actually wear those masks, you're fucked if you're wearing one of those masks.
Right. Well, she was like, no. And I'm like, listen, I need you to stay healthy as long as possible.
You're the one that's going to prevent everything. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not going to lie. I spent $175 to buy a decently large pack of N95 masks, which are on my way, which will
that's
also
good. I mean, you're not hoarding them. You're giving them to people who actually need them.
I am giving them to the medical field where they belong.
Yeah, they've actually been cutting back on my wife's work. They're like, these are the masks that you guys have to use. Good luck. And that's scary when they're not using masks for shit that should be in isolation because they're saving them for corona.
Yeah.
It's really
well,
not good.
You know, and it's true. We have people who they're making them as fast as they can, but they're not going to be able to keep up with the demand.
One of the interesting things is, when nurses have to every year test to put on how to put on N95 properly. And then what they do is they put they put the mask on, they do it properly, and then they spray aspartame in this hood. And if you can taste any aspartame, you didn't install it right. And I had a buddy who was also a nurse. He's like, dude, those are the most annoying things to work with. And I was like, yeah. So, if you guys are walking around and you're wearing an N95 mask, I'm going to come up and slap you.
Yep. You're wasting it. It could be used by somebody who actually fucking needs the thing.
And trust me, we want our medical staff
to stay
well.
Yes, we do. We don't want to have to do like the UK did and go ask older people that have retired for a reason because they're old to come back and help with this shit.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you're feeling symptoms, for God's sakes, call first.
Oh,
call.
That reminds me.
They're actually in the process of one of the companies actually has a do-at-home mask. Or not mask, but do-at-home test. It comes out on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be, $181 is what I saw?
$131 was the Everly Wells, the company. We My wife's a nurse, and her infectious disease doctor told them about it.
I still don't understand why we're not using the fucking same tests that South Korea used, where they were able to get it done so quick. Like,
because we have the FDA and we have GameStop that is essential.
GameStop
retail
is an essential fucking piece of the economy.
Absolutely.
They are essential piece of shit is what they are. I'm going to tell you right now, I am keeping track of these businesses, and these are businesses that I will
good,
no longer
that you
do
shouldn't.
With.
But then again, nobody else really does go to GameStop anyway. So maybe they're using this as a way to, you know, cancel, to close.
Any business that will not put public health concerns over profit, I have no interest in doing business with them ever again. And neither should anyone
else.
The problem
is going to be, you know, at least right after it, we're going to have three companies. We're going to have Amazon, we're going to have Walmart, and we're going to have Costco.
No. We're going
to
have UPS.
Welcome to Costco.
And Disney.
We love
Disney will survive
you.
This. And we'll have Apple.
Guys, UPS will make it through this.
Yeah, but do you buy things from UPS? UPS just ships shit.
Yeah, but we ship Amazon shit. They don't have the infrastructure yet.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are other countries that, like, here's the thing. If China continues doing, it sounds terrible, but China can kind of help keep us afloat. If Trump will
but
shut
his mouth.
But he's not going
to.
How long until he does the thing where you pull your eyes back?
I'm sitting there watching these briefings of the team, and I'm watching the doctor guy just sitting there fuming.
He is sitting
on
there
on Friday.
Oh, dude, with his hand just on his face. Just like,
yeah.
I know this is a prestigious position. I know this should be what I want, but I hate this so fucking much.
Like when dumbass yesterday was going and telling you that you should use liquid sanitizer to clean your M95.
Oh my god.
No. If you get water on the N95, doesn't fucking work.
So frustrating.
It's frustrating. It's dangerous. But fuck if it in the hilarious a little bit. It is like the best of black comedy right now.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to get really real with people for a moment, okay? And I know that if you don't want this, skip ahead. But I want to talk about what some of the realities of this are, okay? And I don't think it does us any good to pretend that this is not very, very,
very
bad, okay? People are going to die, and a lot of them. And people are still not taking this seriously, which blows my mind, despite everything. I go for drives, and the grocery stores are absolutely packed. And everyone, I see people are still going to their friends' houses and hanging out. And they just finally closed the inside of restaurants out here. I'm sorry, I won't even go get to-go food. Unless it's something I can fully put out and reheat to, you know what I mean? Like, immediately dispose of the carton and
now,
reheat.
Now, real
make
quick,
sure
I
want to
give credit to a lot of fast food places at truck stops, because a lot of guys who are truck drivers, that's the only place they can get food right now. And the places where I've stopped, I got food Tuesday from a Hardee's in Ohio. They had masks and they had gloves and they were like handing us stuff through the drive-thru. We just walked up and were able to get that kind of stuff. I appreciate that because a lot of those guys, if you're a long haul trucker right now, dude, you're in the middle. It's like Death Stranding. You're one of the guys out there with the monsters right now. And I see a lot of those guys washing their hands and doing everything they can. Now, there's some that are idiots that are going to ruin it for everybody. But a lot of these guys are taking it seriously. They really are doing the best they can. These are the guys who, you know, they're going to have to keep going because a lot of these guys are hauling medical equipment or food. These guys, no matter how bad this gets, unless they get sick, are going to have to keep rolling. So,
yeah, and we want to thank you that, right? Right. This one wants to thank you guys for those, you know, those working to help us get this shit taken care of.
Yeah, because, and thank you to the first responders and the police and the anyone yes. in the medical field right now. Oh my gosh, I cannot imagine the stress of working in the medical field right now.
It's insane.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been driven to tears by it more than once. And what bugs me so much is I've seen this coming now for almost 2 months. I have known it's coming, and we're right on the edge of it starting to get bad. It starts on the coast. New York, which is already getting really bad there, California, etc. And then it will start to begin to creep to the Midwest, except for Ohio, who is brilliant. Ohio. Do not start swarming Ohio, by the way. Just going there's not
please don't.
Yeah.
For you. Just stay put where you're at. Please just stay.
Guys, I'm the only one who gets to go to Ohio, so don't be dicks. Okay.
But we can still pull through this, but it's going to suck. It's going to suck for a while. If projections are correct, we should reach our peak by July or August.
So
then it will start going down. Closing down or scaling back. And I can hear that.
Sorry.
That was. But then we will probably and likely see a smaller and less severe peak come again in the fall. After that, we should be okay. We'll be entering the time of some herd immunity. There are certain communities that are going to have herd immunity. Like California and New York, it's basically what it's going to be.
Pretty much.
And then you're going to see a vaccine. I mean, we are going to get a vaccine. There have been so many that are in testing. They have done this at record speed. Another hope, because I don't want to be hopeless, is the fact that treatments are getting better and quick. They are figuring out how to treat.
And see, that is kind of the good thing about where we are as a world. Because if someone figures out a treatment that works well in Japan, we can share that with Italy. You can share that with the U.S. Mm-hmm. Now, is the U.S. going to listen? We're not. Competent doctors listen. But, you know, that is the one good thing. There's a lot of bad about how connected we are with this. But that is one of the good things. If one person figures out something that's working really well, that can get spread out, you know, in a day. But
yeah. And I didn't even want to come and record this episode because I don't like thinking about this, but it is a very harsh,
we need it,
harsh
we
reality.
Need it
and I'm sure some people,
this episode,
you know, and there's still the truth. Most people will recover. This is not the apocalypse. The world have been through many, many pandemics and plagues. Okay. This has happened. It's happened many, many times. This will not be the last, hopefully the last in our lifetime. Pray to God. But a lot of people forget there was an awful one that happened in the 50s. People don't realize that. People forget. But we had a horrible, horrible pandemic that happened in the 50s. Lots of people died. It was a terrifying time. But we have been so comfortable and so lucky and so freaking naive and believing that we're somehow invincible, that this stuff can't happen.
That's, you know, that's the thing. You know, none of us have been through this. None of us have dealt with any of this shit.
To the point where we've gotten to the point now where we are electing people knowingly that do not have our best interests in mind. And this is what happens when you do that. This is what happens when you have a country where money is put over everything.
Yeah, you have senators selling stock after getting a briefing about how bad coronavirus is going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fucking delightful. You got Goldman Sachs CEO Wall Street's getting $1 trillion in bailout money, and their CEO for Goldman Sachs is getting a 19% raise.
That's fucked up.
It's tremendously fucked up. I mean, the fucking owner of the Houston Rockets, I think he owns a hotel chain, about 2 weeks ago, shortly after the NBA season is postponed, announces that he's no longer offering sick leave to his workers. I'm like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, that fucking happened.
Fuck him.
Yeah, this is the problem with a lot of people that are in fucking power is, and honestly, to get to this point, you kind of got to be a heartless bag of shit to get to these levels. And it's just, yeah.
It's the same thing with people who bought all of the hand sanitizer and cleaning things. And then are trying to charge
that guy in Chattanooga. Dude took a U-Haul. He and his wife drove 1,300 miles around the South buying hand sanitizer, gloves, all that, and then tried to resell it. And now he's looking for fucking sympathy? Fuck you, dude.
Fuck him. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, I have a wife and a young child. Yeah, you know who else does? Plenty of other fucking people, dude. And you took shit from them and tried to sell it back.
Here comes the deal. There's plenty of evil in this world, okay? But let's not forget that there is good. There are all kinds of people out there who are doing everything they can.
That's right.
To help.
That's absolutely right. Thank you, Vince McMahon, for keeping the WWE going. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Vince McMahon's not good either. that is
the only thing there. But here's the thing: one, this has been incredibly good for the environment, and it will be. We are lowering our carbon emissions majorly.
You can actually see the bottom of the lake over in Venice. Or not the lake, but the canals. You can actually see the bottom of the canals over in Venice.
Well, because they haven't been churning up all the silts. You know, and on top of this, I believe, I'm hopeful, that this might be a spark for change in our world, to unite people, and for us maybe to stop being so, we are so polarized, in this country, and I'm hoping, and just in the world, and sometimes it takes something like this to unite us and to realize we are in this together, and we are strong, and we can pull through this. And then hopefully build a better world after this, making wiser decisions for our health and for the planet.
Absolutely. And then two generations from now, everyone will get complacent again and we'll be right back where we started. But we can have a good run.
And listen, to all the enthusiasts out there, I'm with you too. I wish I could just go to Silver Dollar City and enjoy the day right now. I wish that this wasn't happening. But if all you care about right now is the fact that you're not getting to use your season pass, just go on and fuck off. Because, dude, things are so much bigger than that. And I won't lie. I feel like every morning I wake up into a nightmare that should not be real. I wake up shaking. I am a heavy empath, okay? I am a diagnosed empath, which means sometimes I have to avoid over-emotional situations because I so connect with other people's pain. So that means that when I think about the not thousands dying, get that out of your head right now. It is millions across the world. And the pain and the suffering, it utterly destroys me. And I know I act a lot of tough on this show, and I try to always give a laugh because that's what I'm good at. I absolutely love people, and I absolutely care about what happens to everybody, to my friends, and to my family, and into the stranger down the street, and to the stranger in Iran and into India. Nobody is lesser than us. We are all the same. And now we all have to deal with this crisis And we have to remember it's not just us. And I'm sorry for getting teary-eyed, and I'm sorry for crying on the show.
It's okay, man. It's okay, man. This is a place. This is a safe place.
No, you've ruined the podcast. This was lighthearted until now.
I probably have. I know. No, it wasn't. I want people, and I'm not saying every future episode is going to be like this. We will try to keep it light, and in fact, we'll probably put a warning on this episode for people.
At the beginning of the episode, we're going to have a warning.
But I do want people to feel like if you want to call in and you want to cry on the line, leave that voicemail, you know what, you do it. And I'll put it on the show. I'll just put a warning before it so for people who can't handle it, they can skip ahead. I will suggest to people for their mental health, looking at the news every day and going through your social media constantly will not help you. It will not change anything.
It will only stress you out.
I would encourage you. Get off Twitter. Get off Facebook, especially. Get off of it. Keep up to date with your local news only.
Turn off cable news. Turn off cable news for a little bit.
Who has cable?
You know, it's called cable news. Turn off Fox News forever. Stop it.
And they should.
Jesus fucking Christ! Someone played a side by side of 2 week difference, and it's like 2 weeks ago they're like, "Oh, the China hoax again," and now they're like, "This is a very serious time for America." Like, you fuck you, Sean Hannity. Fuck all of you. Like, I don't know.
And I'm getting tired of all of the ads for games, for mobile games, when I'm trying to play my games, are all these zombie apocalypse ones. Stop it!
Yeah.
Hey, Plague Inc. is a pretty good game.
No, Goliath. We're not doing that right now. We're not doing that.
Okay. But
this is why, you know, I'm very lucky because, like, 2 weeks ago, I got, like, 6 new games because I traded in, like, 2 relatively new games. So I got some stuff to play through. Unfortunately, I played through The Witcher 3 twice before all this started, so that was like 100 hours of gameplay gone. If you need something to play in your quarantine, man, check that out, because that's the best fucking game I've ever played. I love that thing.
Yeah. I look forward to the day, and the day will come, when we get to get on here and start talking about the parks.
Yeah,
that's going to be a great day.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great day.
And
I'm not even ready to deal with the whole repercussions of our financial systems.
Yeah,
we will deal with them. We will deal with them as they come. People will help each other. I believe that. We will lift ourselves out of this.
We will.
You know, I worry about people like my mom and stepdad who run their own small business. They are hardline Donald Trump supporters, but they are voluntarily closing the shop as of yesterday. And
thank them for us.
Yeah. And, you know, I talked to them, and they were the ones 2 weeks ago who were, this is overblown, this is just a bunch of craziness, it's nonsense, to my mother yesterday is telling me where she managed to find groceries and how much was gone. And, you know, they do really go out of their way to be clean and to sanitize, but they also understand that they're going to get shut down. And also, the people that they're interacting with for 3 hours, 6 inches away from them.
Right.
There's no way they wouldn't get something.
That's definitely not a good way to social distance.
No, but it's the small businesses who are the ones that are most at risk right now. And it's those kind of people, absolutely. Their livelihoods can be taken away so quickly, which is why I'm getting, quite frankly, fucking pissed that we can't get any kind of relief bill passed. It's all this fucking stupid nonsense. You can't just take care of people. There's all these fucking caveats left, right, and fucking center to this shit that they're even considering passing right now, and it's fucking asinine. it's, you know, we've got, since this started, there's been relief talks. There's been, how are we going to get money to people who can't make the money? What are we going to do? And it, every time I see something new, there's more caveats. More people are excluded.
You know, and a lot of our listeners, you know, work in the entertainment industry, which is like hit harder than any other
industry.
So if you guys need anything,
they were the first ones shut down.
Give us a call.
Yeah. You all were the first ones who were shut down. Yeah. You're 2 weeks into not having work already.
Yeah. And listen, we don't know what all we can do, but let us know your needs. We'll put them out there to the community. And we'll see what we can do, because that's how we help each other. And if there's anything we can do personally, we'll do it.
If there's anything, ride this.
Because
we
do care about you all.
We care about our listeners. So if you guys need anything, please, you know, reach out to us.
I mean, we care about more than our listeners. I mean, I don't care if
this
is your first
episode. I will send you a picture of my asshole if that makes you better. Lydia, is that okay?
No.
She said no. We'll talk about it.
The fact is, I'm not gonna let this be a long episode.
This can't be a traditional,
because, like, I'll be honest,
long...
I don't have it in me right now. I'm gonna go spend some time with my boyfriend, who's been amazing. And I encourage you, I feel for anyone who's kind of quarantined alone. I'm so sorry. That sucks. I'm so thankful that I have my boyfriend right now, because if I was completely by myself,
if Slater was by himself, one of us would have to drive to Missouri.
And you're on the road already.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I mean, I would go too, but.
The fact is, guys, we love you all. We truly do. And we are all in it together. And take it a day at a time. I take comfort in the fact that no matter what, time moves forward. No matter what, this will pass. It feels like this is going to be forever. That's kind of what our brain does to us. Things like this happen, and we're like, oh no, is this life now? No, this is life for now. This is life only right now. We will be able to go out. And I encourage you, if you're not in a big city and you can, go out for a walk or sit on your porch, listen to the birds, enjoy the sun. Mind you, it's raining and dreary here right now. But when the weather is nice enough, get out there, because nothing clears my mind and makes me feel more alive than that. And it lets me let go of everything for a while to say, the earth keeps moving. Things.
We will get through it.
And if you can't leave your house, or you don't want to leave your house, just open a window. Circulate some fresh air.
I suggest that either way. Y'all enthusiasts, I know you stink.
And, you know, one other important...
You're not in the parks. There's no reason for swamp baths.
One other important thing, and just remember, if someone asks you... you know, what's your perfect dark ride with an unlimited budget, and you base it on The Descent, you're a fucking dumbass.
Hey, the rest of that episode was fine in my
eyes. Turned on Coaster Radio for the first time in like a month and a half. Fucking EB. Okay, so I'm going to base my perfect dark ride around The Descent. And I just look, I'm driving down the road, and I just go, God damn it, EB.
The Descent, is that like a movie?
And it's a wonderful film, but I would not suggest it right now. It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Lovely.
Now, if that calms you down, if that's what you're into, because it's not viral based or anything like that, but if that calms you down, sure, go for it.
I'm curious right now. Give me your all's dark rides that you would do. Just off the top of your head. You got an unlimited budget. What are you doing? What's the theme?
Mine is still an extremely epic one based on Frankenstein, where the first half is done with everything is in black and white. And you even do the proper lighting, so even you, when you look at yourself, look like you're in black and white. It can be done with lighting. It's really quite impressive when it's done. And then it slowly adds color throughout. And then once you get to the whole scene where it they're chasing him with chasing Frankenstein's monster with the torches, that it goes full color.
That would be cool.
At that point. And so it's just like cool. Moving from black, white into color. And then I believe that maybe you could even do a launch where it launches out into a forest. So it's like maybe a little bit of a roller coaster too. Now,
do you accidentally get to kill a little girl?
Accidentally.
Glad you have one of mine.
I do, actually. Right. I love Doctor Who. And I think a dark ride based on the weeping angels that you can't look at them. If you look at them, you know, and then all of a sudden have like a drop or a space shot type thing. And you at the top, you come in contact. That would be absolutely an amazing dark ride. That's like, you know,
it would really,
if you guys haven't watched that, go watch Doctor Who. Great show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually thought about this while I was driving, and I would fucking love... Now, this is not going to appeal to everybody, but I think it could be really cool. Basically, a trackless dark ride set in the One Punch Man universe. And it's set as like an evac to emergency shelters. It's like you get a warning that, you know, the monsters are attacking. And it's all through the ride, there's... you know, live sets and CGI of different heroes fighting different monsters from the anime and all that. And kind of the big end scene would be with, for anybody who's like, go watch the anime. You got time. It's fucking, the first season's unbelievable. But it would be like with Lord Boros and One Punch Man, Saitama, their big battle in like a domed area. And that would be like the big conclusion and all that. It would just look, I think it would be a really cool thing. And I'm just, man, I love One Punch Man.
I've also always liked the idea, you know how, and I don't know, there's many stories you could do it, but you know there's all kinds of stories where they're on like a road trip, and then the car gets like basically destroyed by the end of it. I wonder if we could do like a technology to where it appears that your vehicle is falling apart throughout the process. Where it's not, it's cleverly done.
I would love to see that happen. Riding around in an old Rambler, like a station wagon.
And maybe you could even do a fun thing at the end where it's at the end where the thing appears to be lurching to the end of the ride. And you stop to get out. And then like the whole thing, the sides just completely fall out.
That would be awesome.
And you walk out straight that way.
That would be awesome.
And I just think, you know, you'd have to have a separate load and unload. But I think, like, I don't know. You could do a lot of different stories with it, but it'd be cute. Also, I'm going to ask people, what are your dark ride ideas? Let's hear them. Also, when this is all said and done, what's the first park you're going to? And what's the first thing you're going to eat in that park? Because let me tell you, I'm going to go to the first thing I can.
King's Island and ass.
So... honestly, for me, I think it might be Holiday World, and I am going to get a fried
Reese's. You know, I would have said Dollywood, but they pissed me off a little bit with their still.
Oh, that was bullshit.
You're not even open yet. You're going to do a fucking pass holder preview day? Really? Yeah. With your fucking demographic of workers, you have a disproportionate amount of older workers in your park compared to the vast majority of other parks.
I'll be honest, I have been really disgusted.
Fucking hell. Like, that... you weren't even open yet. You weren't even open yet.
It just goes to show who they are. It just went to show. How does Disney have more heart? Like...
yeah.
Not that I think they do. But, all right, guys. I'm gonna have to cut it at this point. I love you all. We'll do our final thoughts, though. So, what are y'all's final thoughts?
I'm just going to say this. Just, you know, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Stay 6 feet away from each other if you're going to take care of each other. But, you know, just have empathy for everybody right now. Have understanding. It's a scary time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of bad information out there. There's a lot of good information. If you read something, take 10 minutes to make sure it's right, because that can make all the difference in the world. I've seen so much false information get passed around that can do more, far more harm than good. I think a lot of that is what got us to where we are. You know, I'm not going to say fake news, but there are false narratives that get played out that we do need to watch for and understand.
Yes, gargling with salt water will not kill the virus.
That will not kill bad breath. It's not going to kill a fucking virus. Don't do that. No, it's stupid. But
it will help your throat if you've got a sore throat, yeah. But it's not going to fucking
It's not
going
to kill the fucking virus, okay? If you want to gargle salt water, I mean, there's worse things to do, but don't think of it as an invincibility trick, okay? Just if it was that easy, we wouldn't be in this situation. Right. If little
No, because some asshole would have went and bought all the salt in the entire state and then selling it for $1,000 for a spoonful.
Oh, God.
And that's why I don't have salt. Fuck.
But, you know, just everybody fucking take care of each other. Just take care of yourselves.
Absolutely.
Don't be a dick.
And we promise future episodes are going to be more lighthearted. I just feel like we needed to get this one out of our systems,
guys. We needed a traditional ride this one. Mm-hmm. We needed a serious, you know, to let you guys know we actually care.
This is our...
And no, we're all of us are doing the best we can.
This is our mid-90s
All right, Goliath,
afternoon special edition episode.
Do you have anything to say?
I do have something to say. I want to tell you guys, if you guys are struggling with social distancing, sitting at home, whatever, get involved in a internet community of enthusiasts, you know, say hey to the guy that you went and rode a ride with. You know, and that your friends on Facebook, you know, reach out to somebody because you never know when they need somebody. You know, it's been amazing to see my little group of friends on the internet. We've been more active since this shit started. And so, guys, you know, if you guys need somebody to reach out to, you know, you need to talk, you know, 26 ride this, you know, send us a text. Call us in, leave us a voicemail. We'll give you a call back. You know, you're not in this alone. Slater, what's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are one that we do love you all. Okay. And that I believe we're going to make it through this together. But I also would ask you to savor life still in this moment. The fact that you exist at all, that you came into being, considering the infinite possibilities in the universe, is amazing. The fact that you as an individual even have the gift of life. Life does mean that we have to go through hard times. They're unavoidable. Even if this wasn't happening, we all face death someday. We all face pain. We all face hurt. We have been lucky and blessed in this country, in the Western world, to have avoided pain for a really long time. Let's try not to forget in other places, people are born into a state of war and fear, and that has been their whole life. They've never known anything different. All we're getting right now is what other people have lived with for their whole lives, and it's temporary. So we should be incredibly thankful. And don't forget that, because being thankful is one of the biggest parts into your own happiness. I am thankful, and I have been thankful for everything I have, as much as I complain. I am incredibly, incredibly lucky and incredibly blessed with everything I have. So I am thankful for the listeners. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for you, Goliath. I'm thankful for you, Muscle Daddy.
And I'm thankful for you guys.
And
both.
I am thankful.
You all should be very thankful.
I'm thankful
for
that
me.
I can go outside.
I brought a lot.
Right.
No, I love
yes,
you guys.
Yes, you did. But don't forget when you can go outside and feel the sun on your face. Because the world didn't stop. The world is still moving. And this will pass. We love you all. And until next time.
Ride this one.
Well, if you insist, molest!